Section 3. You will hear a manager of a publishing house giving a talk to some new employees. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 26. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 26. Right, my name's Chris. I'm the manager of the editorial department, and I'm here to give you a brief outline of how a course book is produced and also to explain what role you will play in the company. So let's get started. Does anyone have any idea what the first step in the production process is?
Well, I'll hazard a guess and say planning the book.
Not a bad guess, Alex. But there is one stage before that, which is market research. I use the term rather loosely, as we tend to use feedback from teachers, students, and past sales as our market research.
Why is that?
Basically, because teachers are on the front line and can see exactly where their students need more help.
Okay, I get that. But how can students help you?
They highlight the difficulties in our books, such as whether the level is a little too high or the fact that they found it fun and interesting.
Ah, right. I've never really thought about it that way, but I suppose they are your target audience, so to speak, so of course any compliments or criticisms would be particularly useful to you.
Exactly. The next step is the planning. Planning the book well from the outset can save a considerable amount of time. Making changes at a late stage causes all sorts of problems and has a knock-on effect on all the other components.
I think I get what you mean.
Don't worry if you don't fully understand what each stage involves. It will all become clear as you get more involved in the process. The next stage is working out a time frame. Again, this can be a little tricky, as there are so many things to consider. We endeavour to be realistic, and for the first few weeks, the deadline for the project stays fairly flexible. You can't just say that everyone will write 2 pages a day. As you will see, it's a lot more complicated than that. Now, after the planning, we begin the actual writing. We commission artwork as we go along, as it is heavily dependent on the written content. The writing stage and the commissioning of artwork pretty much get done simultaneously, as does the editing. Of course, this follows the writing, but usually commences once the project is underway, as it helps to determine the time frame and also allows us to pick up any problems much earlier.
Do you ever have to completely scrap a project?
Rarely, and most definitely not by this stage in the process. Things often get put on the back burner in the early stages if we decide there is little interest in it or something more urgent and profitable comes along. After all the writing and editing has been done, which often includes a lot of rewrites, the book will go to the graphics department for final layout before it gets handed out to team members for proofreading.
Do only the people who worked on the book get to proofread it?
They, along with one or two others from another team who have the time to spare, as proofreading can be extremely time-consuming, and time is something we can never have enough of.
But can team members really be objective about their own work?
Yes and no. Some people are far more critical of their own work than others. But I always insist that someone outside the immediate team reads through the book at this stage.
Why do you proofread the book after the final layout? Surely this has a knock-on effect on the actual layout.
You're right, Alex, it does. But we find that things can move or even disappear altogether when final layout is done, so it's a good way of spotting this, and avoids the book having to be proofread a second time. At the end of this stage, final corrections are made, and then the editor gives the book a final check. So now we are into the final stages, the first of which is the sound recording. Once this is done, the book will go for printing. And then that's it, as far as our department is concerned. Everything after this point is handled by sales. Before you hear the rest of the talk, you will have some time to look at questions 27 to 30. Now listen and answer questions 27 to 30. I'll now explain how we work. You'll each be assigned to a team where you'll be involved with virtually all aspects of the book, from the initial planning through to printing.
Will we eventually specialise in one particular thing, such as editing?
Well, to begin with, you won't be involved in the editing of the overall book, just learning to edit your own work. It takes quite a few years to be able to edit a book to the required standards, but most of you will get there eventually. You will, however, be involved in any meetings that take place with regard to your project, where you will be encouraged to voice your opinion, put forward ideas and suggestions for improvements.
None of us have ever been involved in the writing of books before, so won't we look a bit foolish at meetings if we try to get involved?
Not at all. You three were chosen mainly because of the number of years you've been teaching and the fact that you have taught at all levels. That qualifies you to be involved in writing educational material. We find that being in the front line in the classroom is extremely valuable. We mention a university degree is highly advantageous as it shows that you have a secure grounding in language and knowledge. Now, if I'm not mistaken, all of you write your own materials for use in the classroom, don't you?
Well, yes, I do, but...
Me too, but how does that help?
I think what Chris is intimating is that we already have some experience of writing material for use in the classroom. I often rewrite some of the stuff in course books so that it works better with my students.
Precisely.
So this should be easy for us then?
Unfortunately, no. But it won't take long for you to adjust to seeing things from our side of the fence. Besides, the senior editor of your team will give you plenty of advice and point you in the right direction from the outset. And the other team members will undoubtedly be there to give you plenty of encouragement as well. That is the end of section 3. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 4.